Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Just think of a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak, broiled to a beautiful, luscious brown. Think of cutting into that rich red meat, of tasting the tenderest steak of your life. That's Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, it's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And just think, Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your Kroger store right away. Get a tender roast or a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. And remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know that no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Get Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store and get the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A fire of so far undetermined origin partially destroyed the new farm home of Nora and Freddie Lang. And so the young couple have had to return to Penny Gibbs' home until their own can be rebuilt. It's late afternoon of the day following the fire, and Sarah Grundy, the Gibbs' new housekeeper, is saying to Penny,
"It isn't bad enough that you have to waken my whole house in the dark hours of the morning, Miss Gibbs, but you tell me I'm going to have two new charges."
"Oh, Sarah, I know it frightened you to be awakened so early this morning, and I know Nora and Freddie here are going to be an extra burden on you, but this is really an emergency."
"In a house of mine, there are never emergencies. I'm prepared for everything, that's what."
"Well, then you should be prepared to manage with two additional people for a few weeks."
"Well, it wasn't this time. I'm too new here. That's what I'm upset about. It's not that I object to having those youngsters here. It's a blessing they have someplace to go. But it's a sudden upsetting in my routine."
"Oh, Sarah, you won't be criticized if things are out of order for a few days."
"You're sure of that, Miss Gibbs?"
"I'm sure of it. Look, I don't know why you even bother to worry about it."
"Well, I always had system in a house of mine. I knew what there was to provide for, and I provided for it at all times. Now, with two extra mouths to feed, two extra beds to make, and more cleaning to do..."
"Well, we'll increase the food budget, Sarah, and that'll take care of the extra mouths. As for the extra work, I think you'll have less, because Nora'll help you all she can."
"I won't have that young thing putting a finger to any work in a house of mine. She won't do things my way, and I don't have the time to teach her."
"Oh, Sarah, she'll help you out in lots of little ways, I think. And her methods of doing things aren't really so very bad, you know."
"They're not my way. My way's the right way. It isn't that I don't appreciate knowing the girl'll help. But in my house, I do everything, because I want it done my way."
"Well, all right. But if there is too much work, you'll ask us to help you, won't you?"
"If there's too much work, I'll leave, Miss Gibbs."
"Oh, no, Sarah, don't do that. We like you here."
"Well, I like being here. I expect to stay."
"Oh,
Nora, how do you feel this afternoon? Did the rest do you any good?"
"Oh, I feel much better, thank you. Oh, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?"
"No, darling, not a thing."
"You look pale, child. The excitement of the fire must have been too much for you."
"Yes. It was almost a little too much for all of us, Sarah."
"Well, it's just not being up to it, that's all. I'll fix you a cup of broth, Nora. That'll help put the color back in you."
"Oh, thanks just the same, Sarah, but I really don't care for any right now."
"You'll take it and like it."
"Well, in a little while. Oh, Penny, Mr. Billings wants to see you in the sunroom."
"Oh, thanks, darling. Excuse me."
"I'll be right back, Sarah. And you won't be upset anymore about that, will you?"
"Not as long as you don't fret over an upset routine for a while, Miss Gibbs."
"You know I won't do that." "Well, cricket, Sarah. Freddie and I won't be an extra burden to you. I promise."
"Well, I'm not saying you will be."
"Well, of course we might be a little, but, well, if we are, I'll make up for it by helping you all I can."
"Thank you, but I'll need no help. I run a house my own way and by myself, that's what."
"Well, I'm sure I can help out every now and then."
"And set fire to the place?"
"Sarah, no one knows why our house caught fire."
"No house of mine ever went up in flames. That's because it was a well-ordered, well-run house."
"The way my home was run had nothing to do with the fire."
"Well, maybe it didn't, but something was wrong. Nothing's ever wrong in the house I'm running.
Oh, Sarah, please. I feel terrible enough because of what happened. It was such a sweet little house. And you should have seen it.
No, not there. There, now, child. Sorry, I didn't mean it the way you took it.
I know you didn't.
Well, then away with those tears. Tears won't bring back your house.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cry, but I just can't help it. I think about the house and my eyes get all wet. You don't know how I love that house.
It's foolishness, loving a house. One house is as good as another, if it's well run, that's what.
No house in the world is as good as the one we had. And no house will be as wonderful as the one we'll have when this one is fixed. Oh, but I'll just die if they can't build it back the way it was.
No. There come the tears again. Now dry up those tears. Child, your age shouldn't be a blubberer.
I'm not going to cry again, Sarah.
I'll see that you don't. Be thankful that you didn't lose more in the fire than you did. It's a blessing you all got out alive.
Oh, Crickets, I know that. Penny almost didn't.
I know. That'll teach her not to go sleeping in any home but her own. Now, child, you promised me there wouldn't be tears again.
I know.
I know how you feel. I know the feeling in your heart about that house, and I know what's going on in your mind about half losing it.
I don't think you do, Sarah.
I do, though, and I know the pain of trouble. You don't, because you haven't known trouble until now. You haven't known trouble and how to treat it.
I guess maybe that's right.
It's the gospel truth, that's what. That's what's wrong with you young people. Life's too good to you when you're young. There ought to be trouble in life a good many years before there is. It'd teach grown-ups to take it better, know what to do with it.
What is there to do with it but take it?
It can be taken without tears, that's what. That's not the way you youngsters take it. It's a good thing you found trouble at last. You're still young. It's good medicine for you. A little more of it, and you'll learn to take it without those childish tears.
The tears aren't for me, but for the house. I think that's still one thing you don't understand. I've waited all my life for a house like that.
All your life?
Mm-hmm.
You call 19 years life? Or aren't you even 19 yet?
No, not quite.
And you say you've waited all your life.
Well,
just what portion of life is 19 years? A thimbleful of life, that's what. And the sweetest part of it, too.
You're talking as if my age were my fault. Oh, I guess I am silly, talking about all my life when I haven't...
Hello, Penny.
Oh, hello, Joel.
Oh, am I glad to get a look at you.
Well, don't stand up there. Come on in. What do you mean, get a good look at me?
Oh, you can probably guess. On my way into town, I stopped at the farm to see Paul Williams, and he told me about the fire last night.
Oh, that?
Well, how can you say that when you almost died in it?
Thanks to Freddie, I didn't, so that's that.
Oh, lady, just how calm can you get?
No, I'm over the scare, I guess. But I wasn't exactly calm last night.
Well, I shouldn't think so. Why, when Paul told me about it, I almost collapsed.
And just how much can you exaggerate? I thought doctors took things like that in their stride.
Well, my stride as a doctor and my stride as a person are steps in two different directions, Penny. Paul didn't know too much about it. Tell me what happened. How'd the fire start?
Well, I don't know. There's a man from the fire department out there with Freddie now investigating the cause. It was probably a faulty wire or something like that.
And in a brand new house, too. I guess Nora and Freddie are sick.
Well, Nora certainly is. But the house was insured, so it's not going to be a terrible loss that it seems to be at the moment.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But I shudder when I think of the loss it might have been.
It would have been a tragedy if they'd lost their home completely, Joel.
Penny, I'm shuddering at the thought that you might have lost your life.
I know. I get cold chills when I think about it, too, so I don't think about it.
Oh, but you should.
No, thank you.
Oh, I don't mean morbidly. I mean, well, the close call you had in that fire should make you give a lot of thought to how lucky you are to be alive and how more than ever you ought to make the most of being alive.
I'll tell you something. I have been telling myself how lucky I am.
Well, I hope you have. And I hope you've been giving the rest of it some thought, too.
Would you believe me if I said I have?
I wouldn't want to believe you if you said you haven't.
I've been giving it a great deal of thought, Joel. Oh, don't stand there. Come on in the living room. Sit down.
Hey, wait till I take my coat off.
All right, here, let me help you.
I've been so upset about this thing, I keep forgetting to do the simpler things.
Give me the coat, I'll hang it on your coat. Right. I've been kind of busy in the days myself today. Oh, that does it. Come on inside. What brought you to Rossville? You don't usually leave the hospital at this time of the week, do you?
No, but I switched time off with one of the other doctors.
Oh.
Something told me something was wrong in Rossville, and I'd better find out what it was.
You know that there's always the telephone.
Yes, I know. I thought of calling, but I didn't want to upset you by asking a lot of foolish questions if nothing were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, well, I guess I wanted to see you.
I'm glad you wanted to.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm. Didn't I seem glad to see you at the door? Don't I seem happy about it now?
Yes, in a way you do.
To be perfectly honest, I'm delighted to see you. And if I don't show it, it's because I'm still a little shaky about the fire last night. You know, another minute or two, if Freddy hadn't found me, well, it would have been too bad for Penny Gibbs.
Too bad for a lot of us, Penny. You know, I've always liked Freddy. Now I know why.
I most certainly owe him my life, Joel.
And in many ways, I owe him mine, too. Penny,
mm-hmm. You
can stop me if you want to, but when you have a close brush with death such as you've just had, don't you realize the importance of life and the importance of getting all you can out of life while it's still yours?
That's really all I've thought about all day long.
Have you changed your mind a little then? Are you going to live not so much for the sake of others, but for your own sake?
Joel, I've had it pointed out to me that life is uncertain. And sometimes much too short. And I know I would like to enjoy it as much and for as long as I can.
How, Penny? In what way?
I'd like to enjoy the things that every woman enjoys. Does that answer your question?
Partially. But not all women are alike, Penny. Some want careers,
You know what I want, Joel. Just plain, simple, everyday happiness. I want a husband, a home, a family. I want love, and I want to be loved.
Oh, bless that fire, tragic as it was. It's changed your wants, hasn't it?
No, it hasn't changed my wants, Joel. Just made me admit to myself that those desires were always there. It's funny, isn't it? I have to come within a few minutes of dying to admit what I want for a lifetime.
So Penny has finally admitted to Joel that she will marry. Does this mean that she'll consider marrying the young doctor? Or will destiny bring her into the arms of someone she's yet to meet? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Here's a sight to thrill any man. A sizzling hot Kroger Tender Ray steak. Buttery tender and deliciously fresh. When it's Kroger Tender Ray, you know it's always tender, because by the original Kroger Tender-Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender-Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Get Kroger Tender-Ray beef right away. And notice that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. And remember, when it's Kroger Tender-Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. So ladies, go to your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can get this exclusive Kroger value, Kroger Tender-Ray beef. Buy a fresh and tender Kroger Tender-Ray steak or roast. And remember that the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money. You get the finest beef value in town when you buy Kroger Tender-Ray beef at your Kroger store. Tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.